B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertidis Middays.
610-632-0975. Let's go to Damon in West Philly on the Fanatic. What's up, Dame?
Hey, what's happening, Jason? What's happening, Aunt?
You in on the eggplant?
What is it, Dame?
Oh, man. Not really, but happy belated Father's Day. It's good, man. It's good. I'm not really. I'm celebrating my birthday through Thursday because after Toronto won and you know, watching the Phillies this past weekend.
Man. My man. Happy birthday, my brother.
Thank you, brother. Thank you. So I'm watching the Phillies, right? I come to realize, and Jason alluded to it, man, you know, Aaron Nola and Arrieta, they're best at threes right now, and everything else is pick 'em as far as the pitching's concerned. And it's kind of sad because you were hoping when they signed Harper, and then losing McCutchen is huge. I don't care what anyone says because it affected the lineup. But yeah, man, that pitching is really, it's suffering, and you can't have that. And I don't see I don't see the Braves relinquishing first place. So we're going to be in this wild card race, man, for the rest of the summer.
Yeah, I kind of with you. I think the Braves are better. Braves are just a better team.
Yeah, the pitching and the hitting. I mean, the hitting is okay, but the hitting is definitely there.
Well, I mean, when the Phillies get a couple, you know, bullpen pieces back and they go get a starter and maybe a center fielder, we'll see. But as of now, I mean, Nola's got to get right or else they're tied. Without Nola, I don't know how far you can go.
Yeah, he was your ace, so it's just crazy, man. But real quick, if I could say, so this Davis trade, right? I'm not worried, by the way. I listened to the show earlier. I believe Jimmy's coming back. I believe the deal is done. That's my personal feeling. I have no insight.
All right, trust me on this.
Well, it's done to be announced.
The deal is not done.
Okay. All right. Now, I will trust you. Yes.
Now, I will tell you this. I believe that Jimmy's going to play games.
Okay.
I believe that Tobias will flirt.
Okay.
But ultimately, I now believe that both come back.
Oh, they run it back.
I gave you a 33% chance of both coming back. I may up that to like 40.
And here's why I agree with you, because they're looking at the landscape and saying this is our best opportunity to win. I don't know if you read the article, Sports Illustrated article, Rich Paul, very, very telling of the guy who was quiet off, but it's an interesting article. I don't know if you had a chance to read it.
I didn't read it.
Yeah, it's really good. It's telling of him, but I'll say this, man. That, like, LeBron gets what he wants, obviously, but I'm not worried about that squad. They're a 7th, 8th seed at best in that conference anyway. But
whoa. The Lakers are an 8th seed?
At best.
No,
because they don't have anybody else. Chase, they don't have anybody.
Well, they're going to fill out their lineup. I mean,
but here's the thing. LeBron's older. Anthony Davis, believe it or not, is always on the injury list. So I don't see them being a threat. Like people, oh my God, I don't see that with this squad. And you still have, even though Golden State's hurt, you still have teams that's up and coming out there. San Antonio, I would put before them right now.
I'll bet you green money that they're no lower than a 5 seed.
Nah, 7 or 8.
All right,
let's talk about it.
No. Let's make a bet. We're not going to talk about it. By the way, Anthony Davis played 56 games this year. Prior to that, 75 and 75. So this notion that he's hurt. He's a big man, and he's not going to play 82 games. None of the star players do in the NBA.
But the thing is, you still have to fill out that roster. Two men don't win in championships, man.
The Sixers got like 3 guys under contract right now.
Yeah, but they're still. What is their system? LeBron James and everybody else, and he's an aging player. He's played a lot of basketball.
Look, I agree with you in that sense, Damon, and I'll bet you as much as you want that they ain't a 7 or 8 seed next year. With LeBron and Anthony Davis.
Yeah, I agree.
No shot. They're top 4 in the Western Conference.
I agree.
I mean, what's Golden State going to be next year? What's the deal with Clay? Did we ever get clarification on exactly where that injury is?
And it's torn ACL.
Yeah, I mean, how long is he out for?
Of course, the ACL keeps you out.
At least like 7-8 months?
Yeah.
So he's going to miss at least, through December.
Now, listen.
And what's he when
they're
he
not going to be terrible. I mean, they're going to, they will be what they will be. But LeBron and KD, that's liable. They're well beyond a 7-8 seed.
Yeah. I mean, that's a top 3 seed, probably worst case scenario, I would think, in the Western Conference.
I agree. Look, you got Denver. You got Houston, Denver, Portland.
OKC.
Don't sleep on Dallas. See what they do. OKC's right.
Yeah.
Now, listen, the point is that it's there's not a lot of great teams. There's the balance of power. This is the best thing for the league.
Yeah, there's six teams that can win the West.
Is that there's parity and there's Milwaukee, Sixers. You know, we'll see what Brooklyn looks like.
Celts.
We'll see what Boston looks like. I think
Kyrie's going to leave.
Yeah.
I mean, what's Boston going to be without Kyrie?
That's
top four team in the conference.
Without Kyrie and Hayward, they went to the finals.
Yeah, no, they played well without him, but they don't have the star power. Tatum's not ready to be a star.
I mean, they played well in the playoffs without him.
Yeah.
And Hayward, if he can work his way into a role, he was kind of like, went in and out at times.
Yeah, if you run it back, and we all hope that that's, not we all, I hope and you hope that that's what they do, they run it back. The only team you really got to be scared of and see what they do this offseason is going to be Milwaukee. That's your impediment to the final. And Milwaukee came up soft last year, Ant. I mean, they're up two games and none in that series, and they got run out of the gym.
Yeah.
Toronto ran them out of the gym. You heard what Danny Green had to say.
Yeah.
They never felt like, oh, we can't come back and win this series. With the Sixers, he thought, this is a team that's got a lot of talent.
So I agree.
Maybe Danny Green comes south to the Sixers.
Danny Green would be a perfect fit.
He's the shooter you need, right?
Perfect fit.
610-632-0975. That's the number to get in. This is the Midday Show. That's Anthony Gargano, the king of the bit emoji. Who knew?
Not me.
I'll tell you.
I just know of it.
You run it back. You just told me you upped it to 40% that they run it back and bring back both Jimmy and
that's my
Tobias
reason.
Harris.
Yes, I give you a 40% chance.
You know what I'll go on that? I'll go with the emoji, the
eggplant.
The eggplant emoji. I'll go three eggplant emojis on that, all right? 610-632-0975. That excites me. This is the Midday Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. I got to tell you about my friends at Rothenberg Law Firm. Now, as a sports radio host and as fans in this city, we talk a lot about our great Philly sports teams, our players, and their stats. And every sports fan knows that stats are important to measuring success and figuring out what's working. Well, when I saw the stats at the Rothenberg Law Firm, I was blown away. Yeah, you know that Alan and his firm, they've been winning here in Philly for years. But it's even bigger than that. Listen to these stats. Did you know that they've been winning for injured people for nearly 50 years? Did you also know that they've helped thousands and thousands of people with all kinds of injury cases, and they win? Did you know that they've won billions of dollars for injured people? That's billions with a B. You don't have to be a manager of a team to know that these guys are winners. The stats say it all. So if you're injured and you want to win, call the Rothenberg Law Firm. I know this to be true. They're not going to stop until they win for you. Relentless. The number to call, 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888, or you can visit their website at injurylawyer.com. Again, the website, injurylawyer.com.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic. Earlier today with Gargano and Martinez.
Desperately needs to amp it up. Face it, I love it. I watch it, but I watch it while I'm doing something else.
You're not exclusively watching a game like you used to. You got the phone or you got the computer or the iPad.
I mean,
that's the
problem.
Yeah.
When people go, yeah, well, the phones and ADD. Well, that's all real.
Yeah, and you and I are, I mean, we're older.
Between,
in that demo.
I mean, their brand of baseball is, you know, it's okay. It's not bad.
But it should be better.
But it's not great baseball. Like, I'm not saying great baseball.
That show recap was brought to you by Dietz and Watson's Real Philly Deli Hoagie Guide. With your chance to win great prizes just for eating delicious hoagies from the area's best Real Philly delis, visit realphillydeli.com. Now, here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
Thank you, Andrew. Is that your present or is that the coach?
That's the coach.
Oh, the coach left a couple eggplants.
I sent you a supportive text, though.
Oh, my.
What, you got an eggplant?
I got two of them.
Mm.
Oh, my.
Got two. Dueling egg. Oh, you got four, actually. There's two on each page.
Right, yeah.
Ooh. I still don't get why that's used for that purpose, but okay.
Listen, all you need to know is that the bro is known among NFL circles as the pecker checker.
Yes, he is. I remember that. Oh, boy.
There's another one, too. I forget they called it. They had another line.
Peeping Tom. The bro, I'll tell you.
It's ridiculous.
We'll be Wednesday. We're going to be on remote at Spring Mill Country Club. And we have four twosomes we're giving away on the show today. So good calls at 610-632-0975. We'll qualify for the drawing at the end of the show. We'll hand out four separate twosomes for the Nine and Dine golf outing. Again, this Wednesday, Spring Mill Country Club in Ivyland. It's up by Warminster. You can enjoy nine holes of golf and lunch on us. And we'll be there broadcasting live. To get more info, visit springmillcountryclub.com. So good calls getting a mix, 610-632-0975. It is summertime. It's a good golf time and good golf this weekend. The Open.
Yeah, Woodland was amazing. There's a couple chances. He was outrageous. Talk about saving par.
He was a cool dude, man.
He was. I fear it was a couple times. He had one bogey. And it was like at 11, 12.
I think it was 12. That's exactly what I was thinking.
And I kept thinking, all right, well, and Koepka's charging like a bull.
Got within one.
And I'm going, oh, Koepka's going to roll.
Yep.
Nah. And Woodland gave him a lot of credit.
Yeah.
Because the guy who started to tighten up was Rose.
Yeah. A couple of bad holes in a row. I think he had two bogeys in three holes at one point there on the back, and that took him out of competition. And Woodland just didn't make mistakes.
You know, he's half a fraud. He's a great player, but
Ricky Fowler.
He just doesn't show up. He's Dustin Johnson.
Yeah.
Like, where you at, dude? Like, that's pushed me your career, like, the last two tournaments.
Yeah. He's won an Open. I think he won.
No, listen, he's a great player, and he hit the ball a mile. But my point is, he's oversold.
Yeah. Well, right now, Koepka is just unbelievable. He birdies the four of the first five holes. It's going, like, you got to be kidding me. Guy built like a linebacker, strong as anything. The other guy, Tiger, in the beginning of the round, the first seven holes, just was plus four. And then he really started to put it together at the end, but it was too far back. Boy, he just looked like he was having an arduous round of golf. Not enjoyable at all. Couldn't get an iron shot. Everything was short. Putting wasn't good. It was crazy. But a lot of fun to watch it until 10 o'clock at night.
I loved it because it was like primetime golf. It was something to watch.
And it started early.
By the way, Joe Buck. People hate Joe Buck.
Yeah.
He's quality.
Did you hear on Saturday when he had Jim Nantz in the booth, too? Because Nantz lives on Pebble Beach.
He
invited them to come to the booth, and they're just breaking bread with each other.
How does this man live on Pebble Beach?
Of course he does, right?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
He got married on like the seventh fairway or something at Pebble.
This guy has made a fortune in this, but God bless him.
Yeah. He works his rear end off, too.
He does?
Well, I mean, look, he goes from one huge sporting event to the next. Not like he's out there tarring roofs in 98 degree heat.
What?
Yeah.
What are you, out of your mind?
No, but a lot of guys, like, will do football, and that's like Al Michaels goes away, watches Laker and Kings games.
Okay, listen. He goes from college basketball To Augusta in a private jet.
Yep.
And he's got his own valet.
And goes home to
To get him coffee. No, like, I you know, God forbid I want a cup of coffee around here. Thank God for Lindsay. That she's kind enough to do me some favor, do me a couple solids here and there.
Yeah.
I mean, Jim Nantz has his own personal valet.
Yeah. And then he goes back home to Pebble.
Pebble Beach.
By the way, according to Google.com.
That's not exactly a difficult existence, my brother.
No. Jim Nantz's net worth is estimated at $15 million.
I thought it'd be more.
More?
He's 15 mils.
He's got like a mock. He's got like a mock of one of the holes there on his property, too. I think it's like number seven.
I like, you know, part of me just likes watching Pebble Beach because I want to hear seagulls and see the water.
Yeah, Pacific Ocean. It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
It's like 58 degrees there all weekend, too.
It's gorgeous.
They're wearing sleeves.
It was just outrageous.
Yeah, great conditions.
I mean, that's heaven.
Yeah.
Like, Jim Nantz doesn't know. Like, he's in heaven. If you're Jim Nantz, what could beat what he's going through? How he lives? He goes Final Four, Augusta.
He goes Super Bowl in some years.
Steelers, Patriots.
Yeah.
And he lives on Pebble Beach. Like, really?
Some people
is
are living good,
any
man.
Any better? Like, he might have the best existing. Like, listen, there's professional athletes that are worth a zillion dollars, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it's even more fun to be, and he does
he
it.
He never loses.
First class. And he's,
yeah. You know, keep a scoreboard on Jim Nance.
God bless Jim Nance.
Yeah. Now he's got a partner in football who can just keep on talking. He can take a step back.
Oh, no kidding.
Not work as hard.
Yeah. No, really? He's got the best guy, the best up and comer.
Yep. That guy's got energy.
I mean, like, Joe Buck. Listen, I love Troy, but Troy's losing his fastball.
Yes, is he is. He is.
I think so.
Wow. That's quick.
Yeah.
A lack of interest there or something.
He got more excited talking about Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
You remember that, Andrew? There was a game, and Hulk Hogan, all of a sudden, it was like Troy perked up.
Yeah.
And went on for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, the story. The Hulk Hogan story.
Well, Joe Buck goes, when Nance was in the booth on Saturday, he goes, Jim Nance, when they come back from the break after Nance left, he goes, Jim Nance left his credential here. That's like Aikman going to a Cowboy game and having to wear a credential.
Yeah.
That's what he said. 610-632-0975. Yeah, your son chewed you up, boy.
We're all marked up.
Yeah. Well, you want to let these kids get away with that stuff.
Well, I challenge them. I go.
That's on you, then.
Is it?
Yeah. Because you're like, oh, you can't hurt
break skin?
Yeah.
Is that the challenge?
Well, I go.
Things going on at this house of yours.
I always go. Well, I call you, that's a flea. You're the mosquito. You're nothing. You're not even.
You can't hurt me.
I go, it doesn't hurt. I'm steel. I was going like that to him. I'm steel. And then he tries to punch harder. And then he starts digging in with his nails. And then, of course, I can't let him think that he's winning. So I go, nothing. Steel. Meanwhile, I'm bleeding.
Yeah. Edward Scissorhands over there is carving into you. Right? Sheesh. You're all marked up. No, I don't do that. No, stay away from the tattoos.
You don't drop the gloves with your kid?
No. Well, there's times when I want to because they drive you bananas, but.
No, but, having to play. You play box with them, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we wrestle and stuff.
Yeah.
My daughter had one of those, like, glow sticks this weekend. She cracked it. Like, she thought you'd crack it to make it glow, and the thing that is shot right into her eye.
Oh,
that's terrible.
Oh, my God. You'd have thought it was, like her leg was getting cut off by a chainsaw.
Yeah, but
I mean, that stuff's not.
Yeah, it's like 10 o'clock at night when they're going to bed. I'm like trying to fall asleep and.
Naughty leg, huh?
Naughty leg. Well, I'm like trying to figure out like what's going on because she's screaming. And I'm like, the daughter's freaking out. And I thought maybe she was bleeding or something. And as soon as Ann stayed in the bathroom, I knew she wasn't bleeding because as soon as Ann sees blood, she runs. I got to handle anything that's got blood to do with.
All right.
Yeah. Mike and King of Prussia's on the Fanatic. Hey, Michael.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hey, Mike.
What's up, buddy?
So I was calling about your question about baseball, and you made a statement like it used to be the national pastime. Well, it was the national pastime when there was nothing else to hold our attention. So, like, the other sports,
honestly, it was the national pastime into what, the 80s, early 90s?
Look, you have two other sports that have made
I know you love the bus balls because you...
No, I'm not busting balls.
But let's have a conversation for 1 second. All right. Because all right. I hear you all the time, whether it's Mike, whether it's all the shows, you love to twist them, which is fine. But you love to twist them. Just don't argue with me that it wasn't the national pastime in the 80s because, unfortunately, I was alive. You know what I mean?
Up until the strike in 94, it was. It was...
I don't know about up until that late. I mean, I was born in 1980, so I can't really speak to like
that. I know, you're
decade.
A younger dude. God bless. I'm just saying sometimes you got to go, all right, well, those guys are on the air for a reason. They're not complete dopes.
Well, what I'm saying to you is the other two major sports, I'm not talking about hockey, I'm talking about NBA and NFL, made fundamental changes to how their sport is played. The advent of the forward pass, the shot clock and the 3-point line fundamentally changed how those sports like play. You score. You made entire changes. Baseball is basically the same sport that it was 150 years ago. And
I agree with that. Yeah. I think you're right.
Which is why it was America's pastime, but now it might be past its time.
The game itself is boring, and like you can sit there. Like you said yourself, you're not paying attention to it. You can get up, walk away, Bill and come back like.
But here's the difference, Mike. In the playoffs, because there's something on the line, and because there's not 162 games, it becomes a riveting game.
I don't even know if it becomes riveting at that.
Well, you're not a fan. Yeah. That's fine. You're not a fan, but it becomes a riveting game. If you're not a fan, you're not a fan.
Hanging on every pitch.
No one says that you got to be a fan. But as a baseball fan, you can't argue. This is if you're a baseball fan, not a troll. You can't beat every pitch. Hitters bearing down. Pitchers trying to outthink a hitter. It becomes a true thinking man's game where one hit, one big hit can bust up. Playoffs are different.
It's chess at a high level.
So that's really why the playoffs are just riveting. Riveting. That's why they need more playoffs and less games, regular season games.
And they need more teams involved in those playoffs. Yeah, by expanding you get more teams
involved.
You're
going to get more people interested, the whole thing.
What does that do, Anthony? More teams involved? What happens by that? When you get into a playoff series against a team, what does it create? It creates more rivalry. It creates more knowledge of other teams around the league. So more playoffs is a win-win-win in every direction. It helps the game immeasurably if you add more playoffs. Because if I face whoever, the Mets in the playoffs, that's going to be a rivalry no matter what. But rivalries are built on playoff series against teams. That's when you get a 7-game series going back and forth. And you have to deal with Chipper Jones for 7 games back in the day for the Braves or whoever. Right? That's when it's great. And then the next, that carries you into the next season. Because now you hate a guy on their team.
Yeah, I mean,
piques interest in a lot of ways.
Listen, no one's going to say that it's going to usurp football or basketball. Mm. It's not. I mean, that's a product. Yeah, I could sit there and read or do work or whatever I got to do while baseball game's on.
Yeah,
playoffs, I'm paying attention. I'm locked in. I love the game. I love the sport. And it was the pastime into the 80s. Football surpassed it. But it was still number two.
Yeah. Because football, it took a couple years after the strike in the NFL for it to start to gain that traction to be the what it is now. Once the strike happened in the NFL and they started to be on an upward build and they marketing those great teams in the 90s and players and everything else, that's when football took over. Yeah, in the 90s.
I mean football, 95, football
right?
Football was outrageous. I mean,
it's always been great.
It took over. The NBA has jumped baseball by far.
Mm-hmm. I would agree. Baseball has become a local niche market sport more than it's a national sport anymore.
You know, we all watch the NBA Finals. If you don't have it goes back to it. It used to be when you watched the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember watching World Series that didn't involve the Phillies.
Well, you had networks like ESPN to ruin it by every Sunday night baseball. What were they showing? The freaking Red Sox and the Yankees. And they were shoving it down your throat every freaking week. It was like, come on. I want to see the great players that are playing in Seattle. Or I want to see the great players that are playing with the Rockies. But you're shoving this down my throat every week. And it's getting old. And it got tired. Now, it's weird because, like, you can complain about the pace of baseball. But you and I both watched the U.S. Open this weekend.
Yeah.
I watch more than just the majors when it comes to golf, as you do as well.
Listen, that's the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
That's akin to the playoffs. It's U.S. Open. So
yeah.
there's a drama of, oh, my God, here's a guy who's got a one-shot lead.
Yeah, right? History with the tournament.
And is he going to choke? Is he not going to choke? Who's coming from behind? Who's charging? Yeah. It's got inherent human competition.
Well, then you also have the aesthetic pleas of it. Watching it at Pebble Beach. You know what I mean? Or at Augusta for the Masters, or coming up at St. Andrews for the
I'll be honest with you. I'm not riveted to the Martinez Open.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like the Byron Nelson Classic.
Yeah,
See, I'll watch that, though. I got no problem. Because I like seeing great shot making.
Yeah. Like, I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I might watch it. But I'm not. It's not appointment.
Yeah.
Majors are appointment.
Yeah, it's a whole different ballgame. 610-632-0975. Let's go to Hawk joins us in Philly. What up, Hawk?
What's going on, fellas?
Yo, Hawk.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Gotcha, bro. What you say, man?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, that Anthony Davis trade kind of like struck a nerve with me. First, it's Toronto winning a championship. Of course, I'm happy for those guys up there winning it. But it kind of struck a nerve with me because some of the things, and I need you to shore up some things you started to talk about with Tobias Harris. For what Elton Brand gave up to give Tobias Harris, I'm sure that there can't be any back and forth giving up that Miami pick plus Landry Shamet. Not saying that he's, you know, J.J. Redick or some superstar for the future. But I'm asking, Tobias Harris doesn't come off to me at all as the type of player that can walk away from, say, $40 to $50 million because he doesn't have the endorsement deal, like the shoe contract, like the other guys that they have, like a big contract waiting for him. So if we can bring back Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler, then we don't have to worry about Ben Simmons coming back with a jump shot. But let's just say if Ben does come back and he doesn't have the jumper, you know, how long do you give the Sixers until they're looking to move forward from Ben?
It's an impossible question, brother. It really is. Like, you know, you're saying, hey, he's not going to improve. So I don't.
Right? No. I'm asking if he does. I'm not saying that he won't.
No. I'm saying the question surmises that he's not going to improve. So
right.
I can't answer that question.
Why would you be okay with that, Hawk?
I don't know. Here's the problem, Hawk, is that if he doesn't improve at all right, under that premise, well, his value will then go down drastically, and then it becomes
right.
Then you probably, it's not worth trading him because he does other things. Now, there might be a team that goes, I still believe in him and we'll give you some decent value. But that's
right.
Let me
clear up. I'm hoping for the best, Jason. I want Ben to come back and do well.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking, you mean to tell me that Ben Simmons can't become Siakam? Pascal Siakam, like, to play that game, just set your feet and shoot the three, like, you know, instead of trying to be Paul George? That's my thought, that Ben can become that. And secondly, I'm just asking that if he comes back into losing, and we're losing in the same way we have over the past 2 years, how long do you give Brett Brown or Ben Simmons? But I wanted to get to a quick, just real quick.
Real quick.
The Eagles point with Rodney McLeod, is he going to be ready? Because, you know, the safeties are the ones. This is a passing league. Mm-hmm. Or is he going to be ready like they're predicting him to be ready?
I don't know. I
mean, I'm hoping.
They said, I'm not the biggest McLeod fan, though, I'll be honest with you. I don't think he's that good.
I think he's that good because he plays interchangeable. He and Malcolm Jenkins, they have that whole sleight of hand thing because of the pre-snap.
Yeah, I think he's a guy that maybe Maddox can take over that role.
Yeah, I got to be real with you. I don't see that at all. I don't think they're interchangeable at all. I think Malcolm Jenkins is 20 times the safety that McLeod is.
Yeah, I think he's going to be ready, though. I haven't heard anything that his return was. Now, he got injured a lot earlier in the season last year than a guy like Brandon Brooks did. So I haven't heard anything that he's going to be an issue when they start the season. So we presume that he'll be good to go and ready to go. This team ready to take the NFL by storm.
What I didn't get about Hawk's questions, it's so impossible to say, well, if this doesn't happen, how long do they give Brett?
Yeah.
Isn't it all about optics? If this year coming season is if they run it back and this season's a disaster, well, then obviously then the coach have to fall on the sword at the end of the year.
Yep.
But that's saying that things are a disaster. I don't think it'll be a disaster.
Yeah, how's it going to...
But I don't know, like, Ben...
You're running back, and there's no way.
If Ben doesn't have a jump shot, but his game overall improves, besides a jump shot, like he's going to the line, that would probably negate the fact that he still hasn't gotten a shot.
No question. 610-632-0975. Coming up at the top of the hour, we've got a little Bring the Heat. Your chance to hear the calls that came in this weekend on the Bring the Heat line. Stay tuned. And also more opportunities to score twosomes for our golf outing on Wednesday at Spring Mill Country Club, the 9 and Dine event. It's 9 holes, lunch on us, and we'll be broadcasting live from Spring Mill Country Club as well. Midday show right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Martinez Middays.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Oh my God!
Okay.
12:52 on the Midday
Vegas,
Show.
Baby. Vegas!
Lunchtime.
I'm curious. Yeah, you want? Is it a coincidence, Andrew, that Jason went with the hot dog?
It's ridiculous.
After all the eggplant talk.
The eggplant it's an impressive dog.
Emoji.
It's an impressive dog.
Oh, my.
Talking Foles dog?
It's got the grill. Come on, dude. I'm trying to eat in here. It's got, like, the grill marks on it, too. Yeah?
Love that, brother.
Yeah, you got the grill marks.
All right.
Did a nice job. Grill I did a nice barbecue yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, I did dogs on the grill, some burgers, the whole thing, macaroni and cheese for the kids. Yeah, nice meal.
No, that's good for you.
Little green beans, little baked beans.
What did you put on the grill? Just burgers and dogs?
Yeah, and my wife did like a big like mushroom thing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not into the mushroom. I said, that thing looks delicious. Like my car tire.
Oh, I love them. I had the mushroom with the eggs yesterday morning.
Awful.
Did you do the barbecue too?
No.
Horrific.
I had leftover pizza from Friday night.
You weren't with the family.
Yeah, my parents, we celebrate Saturday. And then they woke up. They stayed at my place Saturday night. So we woke up and did Father's Day breakfast. And then
that's cool. What did you do Saturday night?
Drank a lot. Yeah, we went out. We went out to dinner. Stayed out today. It was a BYO.
Where'd you go?
Someplace in Point Breeze. My sister lives in Point Breeze.
Oh, okay.
And so it was a nice little cafe that they got. But you bring your own. So we drank a lot.
Good.
A lot.
Had a good.
Nice enjoyment. Beautiful.
Out in the backyard afterwards.
The South Tunis family. It's cool. Very cool. All right. Tonight, Phil's, it's Corbin Arrieta tonight. Do the bats come alive tonight? Again, Corbin, you and I were talking about this during the break. Corbin does not pitch well.
No. ERA over 11 over his last three starts.
Whew. I just don't trust, I'll be honest with you, I just don't trust this lineup right now.
Trust Jake either.
The Nats lineup they're starting to hit a little bit. They got Trey Turner back at top of the order. He's good. Yeah.
-140 are the Nats tonight.
It feels what, +130?
Yeah. I don't know how you put good money on it.
I'd be honest with you. I wouldn't touch the Phillies.
If you think about it, this would be a good game for the Phillies to bounce back after getting embarrassed yesterday.
It would, but
it's also a good game for Corbin to bounce back at home.
Can you trust them? I mean, my biggest here's why I would stay away from it for you, because you were talking, you like the Phillies. I would stay away because I don't know the Nats lineup against Arrieta is a wild card.
Yeah, you don't know what Jake you're getting. Jake pitched well his last start. Because he kept the ball down.
Listen, he could, but the problem is that
they got no faith.
They got some lefties that can hit a little bit.
Yeah.
Soto, Matt Adams hit two home runs yesterday.
Yes, he did. I don't know how you put good money on this, having a lot of faith in either side tonight.
Yeah, listen, I'm with you. I don't worry.
Corbin ERA is outrageous, by the way.
I know. I'm surprised that he has done nothing. He's been a disappointment.
The crazy thing is, this entire division, the NL East, all the bullpens are terrible. So no lead is safe. Maybe a 15-1 lead's safe, but if it's a close game, that Nationals bullpen is terrible.
Well, Doolittle's are closing.
Yes, well, he's the only guy. Everyone else stinks. They have that bear claw. He's hurt.
Yeah, yeah. Let me ask you a Sixer question real quick, and then we'll get back to the phones. Do people still don't trust is there something about them they don't trust? Like, I was listening to Hawk, who's a big-time Sixer man. But it's odd to phrase the question, what happens if Bang doesn't have a jump shot? What happens
failure
if...
of some element.
If Brett Brown... I mean, why would you think like that now? And I believe me, I believe that he wants to... He wants them to do well.
He wants to be in constant positivity.
But there's part of him that is causing him to feel this way.
I get where he's coming from. I think I will truly lose that once I know or I find out that they are running it back. Like I said to you before, I said, I want to know now that they're running it back so I can start to get excited for next year. Knowing that a couple of things. One, that Kyrie's probably not going to be in the Eastern Conference, that Kawhi is not going to be in the Eastern Conference, and that AD is not going to Boston, and he's in the Western Conference as well. So if I know that they're running it back, I'm going, the only team I got to overcome is Milwaukee. And if I'm running it back with Jimmy and Tobias, Joe and Ben, then I feel this is an NBA. Like, we feel like the Eagles this year are a team bound for a Super Bowl, at least, you know, pending injury and everything else. I would feel the same way about the Sixers. And I would have no ticks of negativity at all. But right now, I don't know that that's the case. I don't know that both are coming back. I don't know that one of them coming back. I don't know which one's coming back. I don't know if any of them are coming back.
Yeah.
You just got to wait and find out. That's, I mean,
I'll give you a 40% chance of the run back.
Yeah, yeah. And I told you, I'm going eggplant emoji.
And I'll give you
81 of them?
I'll give you Jimmy at 80%.
Wow. All right.
But he's going to make you sweat.
That's fine. As long as the end game, how much is he going to make me sweat? I don't need to sweat anymore. I'm done sweating.
No, he's going to make you sweat. He's probably going to unnerve you a little bit.
Why?
Because he wants the Supermax, and he also likes to break balls.
Yeah, and be dramatic about it.
He likes to twist them. You know how people like to twist them? We had the one caller who loves to twist them.
Yeah.
Jimmy likes to twist them, too. He likes to debate.
Conventional wisdom. Getting there with the coaches and debate.
Yeah, he loves that.
I got to tell you, though, I don't love the Supermax idea. I don't love 5 years of Butler.
Then you got no Jimmy.
I don't know. It could be.
If you lose Jimmy Butler, the team takes a step back this season.
Yeah, I know.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Unless you replace him. With who? I don't know. That's a problem. Does anybody want to come to freaking Philly?
It's not about freaking Philly. It's about the fit and where everybody's going.
Kawhi fit anywhere. But he don't want to come here. He wants to go to stupid Clippers.
He wants to go home to Southern California.
You act like screw Southern California. I've seen enough of Southern California. I'm frustrated because I don't want to give a Supermax to Jimmy.
Well, you're going to have to.
I know.
So get used to it.
And then just pay the price on the back end of it.
Yeah. Go out and try to win. Yeah, trying to win the next couple of years, man. Let's go.
And I can't.
And if your contract's bad, the contract's bad. Don't be the first guy. The Rockets are saddled with Chris Paul's ridiculous contract.
Mm.
I mean, it's just part of the deal.
Yeah, it's what you got to do. There's always a price to pay if you want to win.
You got to hope Tobias.
Which means if you do it, you better win.
You need Tobias to become a player too.
Yeah. Well, he's not. I'm not as worried about his age. He's only 27.
Yeah, but he's not a supermax guy either.
No, I know. The thing with Jimmy is like that. Jimmy could fall off a cliff in 2 years.
He could.
You know?
I'd give him three, but he could.
All right.
By the way, speaking of Chris Paul, did you see the latest coming from ESPN regarding Paul and James Harden?
Yeah, what happened?
So Chris Paul, there's a source to ESPN. Chris Paul wants to coach James Harden to try to make him a better player. And James Harden looks at him and says, "You can't even beat your own man. Just shut up and watch me."
Wow.
And you want to coach?
Really?
So, man, Harden was it like playful or was it contentious?
I don't know. That's just the quote that they're putting out from ESPN. Because Chris Paul was out of Houston.
Right.
Well, then it's got to be contentious if that's the guys that the story's under.
Well, they're talking about the Lakers, but why would the Lakers take on that contract?
No, it doesn't make any sense.
It's a horrible contract, the Chris Paul contract.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEM, Burlington, Philadelphia, Beasley Media Group Station, and we broadcast from the Xfinity Studios. Only from Comcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.